we're holding on Rashi and on Gilmo Bays. Dibur Maskol Abo Batos Isha Achsa Great. So now this is the first wide line in Rashi. But a case like this, Shekotzai Yedei Kedushin and Rishonim. We're coming along and saying the Machloek is a case where there was was the toast of Isha Achas Kein Shtei Noshim, that he was Mekadoshal Tanai, he's a Megarisher, and then he remarried her. So we say that the is the second marriage based on the indications from the first marriage or not? So Shmuel says yes, and Rav says no. But in a case where Torah Yichud Ach is great, so Shekotzai the Kedushin and Rishonim, he made it tonight, Bashas the Kedushin. He didn't say anything, Bashas the Nisuin. The more right now is suggesting that everybody will hold that we assume that he's doing Aldas, the original Kedushin. Now, okay, so now if the Machlokas is only in the case of a woman was married once, divorced, and married a second time, but in a case where there was Kedushin and then the Suin in one marriage, we definitely assume that he's doing Aldas, the original Kedushin. So what was the question from the Mishnah? That the more it felt was the Kasha on Shmuel and not on Rav. Because he didn't leave him as Nisan Hachasvinan. So my love wasn't the case. Kitchal Tanai. We have to add in that there was another step over here in the Mishnah. The more is asking from the Mishnah. Isn't the case of the Mishnah. The more saying, my love, Kitchal Tanai, Vikonsistam. It meant Kitchal Tanai, marriage number one. Divorce her, marry her a second time, the Stam. The Beloy Girsha. Why are we assuming that's what the Mishnah means? It means we're adding a lot into the Mishnah, which isn't there. Lekul Aman Damar. Nobody says that that Armishan says is Teitzer Shlobik Suva, which in Medayik means that Kedushin works. Well, according to this version, nobody holds that. Right? According to this version, we're saying right now everybody agrees in the case of man's Mekadosh Woman Al Tanai, and then does Nesuin Stam without saying anything. That he did all das the original Kedushin, and therefore, if he found that she has an adorim, you would not need to get. So the Mishnah says you need to get. So the Mishnah were forced to say, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, that the case of Mishnah cannot mean just as read simply. It must be that there was another layer. So what was the other layer? The other layer was that he divorced her and then remarried her a second time, Mistam. So more so according to Rav, that's great. According to Shmuel, even in that case, there's a Tanai. And if there's a Tanai, why does she need a get? That's how we have to learn the question from the Mishnah. Behechad the Girsha. But meanwhile, if that's true, the case of the Mishnah was that there was a Gerishin and then a remarriage. Mia Katani Ksuba le boy, ha get the boy. It says there's no ksuba, but there is a get. That's a right to Rav, a kasha and Shmuel. Okay. So, Krasha Beni Shamati, I had for my rebbeim a different shot. That Toz Isha Achas is Kain Beis Noshim. What does it mean? Kikon Shekiddush Rochel Al Tanai. V'hakach Nichs Kaben Lichdo Isleya B'Konsistam. V'Nimsis Rochel. Okay, so he did Kedushin on Rachel al Tanai. He has not done Nesuin yet. Meanwhile, he has a second wife, Leah, which he takes Leah, Stam. And then it turns out, or takes the woman who is supposedly Leah. So this supposed Leah, he's looking at this woman saying, I don't mind if she has Nidor. Then it turns out that supposed Leah really was Rachel. So he said about this woman, he doesn't mind she has a daughter. On the other hand, Rachel, he has said explicitly earlier on that he does mind that she has a daughter. So does the Mechilos Kinesis Stam of the supposed Leah remove his Tanai, his Akpada on Rachel? And that's where the Mechilos is. Okay. He definitely had kavanah that this bia should be a true bia no matter what. In Leia, holav l'rochel ischaven. So we have no indication that he's being meichel his condition on the rochel. So my tzich get, why we need to get? Okay.
Where's the shem?
I'm reading the Rashi. That was started in the second one line of Rashi. Okay. Hey, so have I ever heard anything more?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the more it comes out. This is the final version of what Rabba learns the machlokes is isha achas kein shtei noshim, and what Rashi learns that means that he married her al tanai, divorced her, and then he remarries her a second time without saying any tanai. So Shmuel says that he's relying on the original condition that he made, and Rav says no. The second marriage, he didn't say anything about it tonight, so we assume there's no tonight. Ace way by. So it's about seven lines.
There's no tonight?
According to Rob, the second marriage is no tonight. Eight lines down from the wide lines. Ace way by. Kitchen Batos, a man and a Bacchus woman with Batos, which means, where the more is going to understand, means. That he married her believing that she doesn't have the daughter, and it turns out she has no daughter. Right? Well, the case we've been talking about. Or, Upachas Meshava Pruta, and became Katan Shekidesh, or a Katan who did Kedushin, when he did the Kedushin, he was a Katan. Now, so the Maisa Kedushin was not valid for one of three reasons. It wasn't the money wasn't the right amount. The man wasn't of age, or there was some mistake in the marriage. That's for sure. So the kedushin was not valid. And now, al bishasholach sivloinus la'achar mikain enim mikudeshes shemachas kedushin rishonim sholach. Okay, so there's the sivloinus were presents, so he now sent her presents. The presents were of greater value than a pruta. The presents were sent when he was already a gadol, and the presents were sent without any making any conditions on it. So do we say that maybe he meant to send the presents the same kedushin, and that will take care of the problem of the original kedushin? So the Brisa says no. He's doing it all based on the original kedushin, so there's no numaisa kedushin with the sivlarnas.
If he doesn't speak out, harayat mikadeshin with the sivlarnas.
No, so the question over here is saying, can we assume that a person knows that the mice of a kedushin of a katan is nothing? So he must have meant l'shem kedushin. So we can create the something which is obvious from the situation that his intent is l'shem kedushin. That would be the equivalent of saying it. That's what the Morris suggests. That's what the Bryce is saying. That's what we might have thought. We said that's not true. But the Bryce says, however, Vimbaldu, as Hanakama says, Kanu. But if he did Bia, so he meant the Shem Kedushin, so therefore that takes care of the fact that the air sin was done with Pachim Shavaputa, but he did Bia. Or he married her as a Katam, and now he's a Gadol. He did Bia as a Gadol. Or he was a Kadosh Rebatos. Which our case of our what we're discussing over here, Al Tanai that she doesn't have the dorm, and now he does bia. So the Bryce, the Tanakhama says that the bia was done without any unconditionally, and she's married. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Imbal Oloi Konu. He argues this is no, that he's doing Al Das, the original Kedushin, so the original Kedushin was a Katan, the Bia is not going to solve that problem. Or there was less than a Sharpruta, the Bia is not going to solve that problem, it was a toast, it's not going to solve that problem. Okay. Now, the toast Isha Achasi, Upligi. You, robber, are saying in the case of Tos Isha Achas, everybody assumes that for sure that the Bia was done based on the Arison, the Nesum was done based on the Arison, and there's no Maisekin, the Bia cannot act as a Maisekinion to correct the problems of the Arison. He said, what's the Machloek? The Machloek is only, where Rav and Shmuel are arguing, is only a case where there was two marriages, but in one marriage, he did the Arison, then he did the Nesum is being done with, based on the Arison. Even though there's Bia involved. So according to you, Rabba, how in the world can you say what you're saying? This basically, this is not like you. So my love isn't the case, but Toast and Dorib. So the problem over here was that there was, it was done conditionally. And it turned out that she had the Dorib. Not like the condition. And we're having a machloek. It's not like you, Rabba, said. So the Mercy says, low. No. What's the mistake over here? The mistake over here is toast pachas mishar pruta. The mistake over here was that he did not give enough money. The Mercy says, what does that mean? That's the next case of the brisa. Pachas mishar pruta, behedik tani lo. Kishim toes upachas mishar pruta. It's a separate case. The Mercy says, no. Purushikuma Farish. The way you understand the Braisa is the following. The Braisa starts off with saying that if there's a problem in the Kedushin, will the subsequent Sivloinus or Bia solve it? Then it says, what's an example of that? Kishabatos, Ketsa, Kigunshi Kishabapruto. So that's how Rabbi would answer. That's not three cases. It's only two. It's only two cases, starting off with introduction, and then two cases. Okay. Gemara says, okay. But my kamiflaki. What is it, now that we've decided that the machlokes is in a pachas mishar pruta or fathrib zakatan. Marstar adam yedei hashem kedushin types in a pachas mishar pruta. Vegamer ubal hashem kedushin. So the Tanakhama holds that people realize that there's no Kedushin less than a Pruta doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we have to assume that he did the Bia, the Shem Kedushin. Omar Sober, and then Rabbi Shmuel holds, Ein Adam Yodei Shem Kedushin Tosim Pachas Mishar Pruta. That's not necessarily something which he's familiar with. And therefore, Vikiko Baal, that's the Kedushin Rishonim Baal. We assume that he's doing it based on the original Kedushin, not trying to solve the problem with the Bia. Okay. Esve. Let's see Rashi first. So Rashi is in the fourth wide line. Kitchabatos. Because the Morris is assuming right now, toast and dorm can be far also. That the toast over here is referring to there was a condition, there shouldn't be any in the dorm. Cotton, so ein kedusha of klum, the child's kedusha is not valid. The lav bar kichuhu, kikach ish ksiv, it has to be an adult. Abish hashalach sivlonis, akulay koi, it's going back in all three cases. What is Sivlonis? McDonald's Shechosan Shaleach Labrasosi. Presents that he sends. Any Makudeshus. Rabbi Shasholach Misha Higdol. Even though he said the Sivlonis after he became a Gadol. And they're worth a Pruta. It doesn't work. We don't say Nehevi Sivlonis Kedushin. The Sivlonis should become a Kedushin. Because there, he's an adult and it has the value and there's no condition. The fisha machmas kedushin harishonim sholach l'shem sivlonis below l'shem kedushin. the presents that you send after you married. And he's assuming that he's married. That's why he's sending the presents. So he's not doing it to correct the problem of the marriage. So Moore says, but the case he does bia, we have a machlokes, and isn't the case, my love, toast nedorim. The toast mentioned over here in the Braisa is nedorim. She's nimo amanas. He made a condition with her, shein ole nedorim, that she has no nedorim. He tatoi, and she fooled him. There, she misled him. I guess better word for it. Because she had the dorm, she did have the dorm. Mechen the moment, or the same thing would be in the case of moment. Mechen lechol tanai she yasta, any condition that he would make. The yarmer he would say, she asked him. Kamar tanakama, in baldu tanakama says that the bia does work. Kano ame ikalam andamra filu b'tanai lebal inish adaita t'tanoya. We have a case where, according to Rabbah, it's one marriage. Everybody agrees that the suin was done based on the kedushin, and there's no, it's not overriding the tanai. We see from this brisa, not like that. That loybol inish adaita to tanai, demasik adaita dimolay mikayim. He thinks about the possibility that maybe there's something wrong over here. Rabbi bilisnus would be bilisnus. He's garmer. And he does it, the same kedushin, unconditionally. Where it says no, toast pachas b'shav bruta. The toast over here was that the it wasn't the correct amount. The sub the top of kedushin, he made a mistake. The sover the rakash and rakach, you can be kaddish with this item, which is less than the shav bruta. Ba'alah kamar, and that's when on that where the brisa says. The Tana Kama says in Bo'alu Konu. Darim Yodei Hashem Kedushin B'pochot M'shem Aputa. He realizes his mistake. V'gomer Bo'al Hashem Kedushin. So when he does the Bia, he must have done the Bia Hashem Kedushin. Abba Tos Tanai. But a case where the issue over here was that there was a condition which was not being fulfilled. L'masik Adaiti live all the Hashem Kedushin. He doesn't have in his mind, well, I better be Mekadosh Hashem, to be Hashem Kedushin. The samach ala, because she samach ala, she said there's no. I mean, she went forward. He did a kedushin. He said, "I'm only willing to marry you if you have no nedarim." Well, really, you know. And she went forward. It must be she has no nedarim. I mean, why would she go forward if she has no nedarim? So he's relying on her. Said, "Well, he's thinking about it. You know, maybe really she's lying." You know, no, he's not thinking that. He has no such thought process. So he's being samech on her. If it wouldn't be a valid kedushin, if the tanai was not fulfilled, why would she go ahead with this? Must be that it's fine. So he has no das to mekadosh shem kedushin. The doctor marta the lab b'tanai pliki. The machlokes isn't over here in the, does a person contemplate the possibility of the tanai not being fulfilled? But rather, the issue over here is the case of pachas b'shav bruta. But my pligi, God be pachas b'shav bruta, my time with the b'shimon, like, why would the Tana Kama make sense that the person knows that the kedushin with the pachas b'shav bruta is not valid? Why would the Tana Kama make sense? Why would Rabbi Shimon argue?
Why would Rabbi Shimon make sense?
Bekula gasin and vahacha the tosi shachasi. Okay, and all of the questions which we're going to bring again on Rabbah. It's a case of tosi shachas. Okay, what's the next question? Esve. Back on the Gemara. Hirene by Eliach, Amanas, Shiirtsa Abba. So, man says to the woman that he's ready, he's going ahead with the Bia, but conditionally that the father should agree. Av usually means his father. Av bishal rotzah ha'av is mekudeshes. So the Tanakhama says once he did bia, we say that he did not really mean this seriously because he wouldn't do bia conditionally and left with the fact that the father might disagree. And his bia is a bia's nus. Rishimon ben Yehuda, remember Rishimon ben Rishimon, Rotzav Mekudesh. Rotzav and Mekudesh, no, he said, he made it tonight. Ve'ha'ocha, the chitos isha achas dam. Again, it's there's no two marriages. It's here, it's even in one marriage, and he's saying, conditionally, on the bia. And the Tanakhama is saying, I don't care what he said, but the person does not mean the shame, even though he said it can tonight. In the back of the mind, he's saying, you know what, forget about the tonight. I don't want to be his noose. So, if that's true, a man's a Makadosh woman all tonight, and then he does bia, we would say the same thing. So, it's a Kashan Rabba. The Rabba says, in this case, nobody holds that it'll work, because there's a tonight there. Well, here the Tanakhama says it works, even though there's a tonight. So, where it says no. Hatsum Hakam Mifligi. The Machlokes is the following. That if the father said nothing, is that considered a fulfillment of the condition? So Tanakhama says, as long as the father is quiet. Yitzav means that the father shouldn't protest. He was quiet. Amar Sabar, Rav Shimon holds, we need the positive input. Amanashiyatzav means that the father should actively agree, not passively agree. Okay. Aesve. Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer. We have this a case. A case of Yibum, if a man's marries a woman, divorces her, remarries her, and then dies. So Rav Eliezer says she's also to the Yavam. Because, so the first Emor assumes that the problem is that Rav Eliezer holds that the het of Yibum overriding the Isser of Eshes Ach continues after Gerishin. So Reuben marries a woman, divorces her, she still lost to all of the brothers. Then Reuben can remarry her, and now he dies. So Bishlam in the second marriage, there's a het of Yibum. But the first marriage, which she's been divorced from, so there's no heter yibum. So that's how the Morris originally assumes Rabbi Eliezer says. The Morris says, no, that's not what he's saying. It's a Darbonan, a Gzera, also a case where the so the following. The Chacham holds that she's mutter for Yibum. Now, the following case, even the Chacham holds she's not mutter for Yibum. And Rav Eliezer holds that the regular case regards her to this case. The Chacham says, no, this case is exceptional. What's this case? B'tana, she see a avia. So, what would be the following case? The father married her off. That's a Kedushin D'Raisa. And then, she got a get and at the Raisa level. So she was married at the Raisa level and now she's divorced at the Raisa level. So once that it got to the point in the Suwan, even though the father is alive, the father has no rishus over her. So that's referred to in halacha as Yosema B'chayav. In regards to the marriage issues, she doesn't, once she's had the Suwan, she doesn't revert back to the father's rishus. So even though the father's alive, she's like a Yosoima who has no power to marry, get married, the Raisa. Now Vechzira. So the husband remarried her.
Maybe her father died. Maybe she really was a...
The truth is, for the purposes of this discussion, the father is irrelevant. The point is that the father becomes irrelevant. So the father has no power to marry off the second time. So whether the father's alive or not doesn't make a difference. Mm. Yeah. So now, so Reuven marries this woman. That's a Kedushin D'Raisa. Then he divorces her. And now he remarries her a Kedushin D'Rabbanan. Because the second marriage, the father has no authority over her. She's a Katana. So we say, well, she can't leave her by herself, so we allow her to remarry. That's the Rabbanan. And now the husband dies. So she can't have Yibum, because on the Kedushin, she's an Eshadach D'Raisa, and she's not falling to Yibum from a marriage. Because it's not a marriage, D'Raisa. The Loch Isha Choletz is Lomis Yebemis. Meshi Gerushea Gerushin Gemurin, the divorce was a bona fide divorce D'Raisa. So she's not married anymore. So how can you do Yibum? She's an Eshadach, not in a marriage. It's an Isha D'Raisa. The second marriage is not a valid remarriage. Derisive.
She's still a
katana. Everything took place. Well, that's the next step.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now. B'medah war morim kishagirsha kishikatana. B'chira kishikatana. Okay. Avagirsha kshiktano, vixira kshiktagadolo. But if he divorced her as a ketana, now he remarried her as a gadolo. So when he remarried her, that's a kedushin d'raisa, because she's of age and she has the power to marry herself off. Or shechzira kshiktano, the second marriage was when she was a ketana, but v'gad the etzloi. But they stayed together to the point where she became a gedola. We assume they had bia together, and now umes. Then the husband dies. So then zok the brisa. Actually, I think it's a brisa. A choletz is omis yebemis. So the Tanakhama says in this case, a choletz is omis yebemis. So now in the case where he remarries her as a gedola, that's very good. The case where he marries her as a ketana, and then she becomes a gedola. So why oichalas a misibemis? Because you say because it's a kedushin d'raisa. What's kedushin d'raisa? The bia means since he remarried her as a ketana, but we assume when she became a gedola, he had das in the bia to be mekadosh her d'raisa with the bia. So even though it's like the case before where there was. You're introducing this idea of saying the bia is the shem kedushin, even though we could say no, the bia is just relying on the original on the ma'aseh kedushin. No, the bia is trying to solve the problems the kedushin left behind. Sadat Kama says it works, and that Shmuel Beliezer Amru Chaletzes V'lo Misyabemis. So he holds that. We can't do Yibum. And why can't you do Yibum? So that's what the Mora is saying, that as a whole, it's a gzera. We're going to make a gzera. In this case, due to the case where Yisem B'chayav, the case where over there, they cannot have Yibum. Which means both the B'liyaz and the Chachamim agree, in principle, that the Maaseh Bia should correct the deficiency of the Kedushin. He has a gzeri issue, but the ketos isha achas dami. This case over here is a case of that the mistake of the it's one woman, it's one issue, and you were saying that the bia corrects the problem of the kedushin. Upliga the chum say that they can do yibum. So that's the kasha on Rabba. Rabba is on record as saying that in such a case, nobody would say that everybody would say that the intent of the person is the B is relying on the original kedushin, which was in this case was deficient. So Morris says no. Hasam nami b'hokim eflegi. Mar sabr adam yudei hashem kedusha katana klum. V'gam rabol hashem kedusha. Mar sabr ein adam yudei hashem kedusha katana klum. V'chi kabol adet kedusha rishonim kabol. So this is not a kasha on Rabba. Rabba was saying, he made it tonight, he made it explicit tonight. He knows he meichel tonight. The question was he meichel tonight? Over here we're dealing with a different issue. The different issue was, does the person realize, b'shas bia, that there was, does he realize there was a deficiency in the Kedushin? If yes, of course he'll be Baal Hashem Kedushin. We're not saying that a person can't be Baal Hashem Kedushin, and that a person won't be Baal Hashem Kedushin. We're saying the person made a Tanai, we're saying that we have no reason to believe that he removed the Tanai. But over here, there's a deficiency, he wants to solve the deficiency, he wants to correct what's lacking. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Seven lines up from the bottom. Baruch Hakik Tosi Shachas Dami. The Zushi Tatoi. He she his name. The case of Reuven Belayach Amanash Yitzar Abba. And it turned out that was not so. It's the same person. Well, at Yerushalmi time, there wasn't any second marriage over here. Viklam Adam Mekudeshes. Once it works, what time am I? What's the? How can it be that it works? If he should ain Adam Oisibilosu Bilisnus. We have to assume he did it to be a full under all circumstances and remove this tonight. Okay. What about the Rabbi Yazar? You have a son. Megarish is a isha b'zira umes. Person divorces his wife, remarries her, and then he dies. Tanakama says Mataris the Yavam, she can have Yibum. Rabbi Yazar Oyser says she can't have Yibum. Vasim Farish Taima. The Rabbi Yazar Gazer. The Rabbi Yazar. And the more says, what's the Maskana? What's the Rabbi Yazar's reason? The Gazer Mishum Yisam B'chaya Av. Because of this case, which we're going to mention, Behim Mufreshes Khan Shadul Chacham Bezet. But this is the case we're going to mention. The Chacham agree that that's true. And we're going to the other case due to this case according to Rabbi Yazar. That the Chacham argue. Miskar Shem Kibbal Avia get to the father to accept the get, so she's divorced the Raisa. Behim Yisam B'chaya Av. Abachaya Avia Hiki Yisam. Even if the father is still alive, she's equivalent to the Yisoyim, the Fisha Yotzes, Mishusa, Minasun, or Mishan. And once there's Nasun, she's no longer Mishusav. The father cannot marry her off anymore. Vichzira, let's say, Bikanusa, Maisaktan in a Klum, and then he remarries her, so Ezektana, that's garnished. Because she gave Rishon, and Gemurim. Manasseh Lov, Iser Karis, Machmas Gerusha Zachi. So therefore, the brothers, at the moment of the divorce of Reuven, all of the remaining brothers, for their, as far as they're concerned, this woman is a Gerusha Zachi, which is Chayav Karis. Shatara Amra, Eras Achicha. Vein Chazarasa Gemurim. Lachs of Elias, Ishis. She's not on the Raisa level, she's not his wife, to say there's a mitzvah Yibum. But let's say he married her as a Gedolah, or he married her as a Ketana, but she had Bia as a Gedolah. She's a valid Eshazach. And therefore you can give the Gedolah Yibum. Even though he married her as a Gedolah. Pligi, he'll argue in that case as well. Vafet Mimagarish Gedolah with Zira, or not, he didn't, the first marriage was as a Gedolah. And then he remarried, divorced her and remarries her. All his cases, according to Blazer, he can't do Yibum. Chalazel Lomish Bemes, with Zira, but Tamea Mishum, the Gazer, but Mishum Yisum Mechayah. But these guys are, these cases, also the case of Yisum Mechayah. Vahacha Gabi Hezira, Kishikitana, but God Laetzloy, the case where he remarried her as a Ketana. And then they stayed together. She became a Gedolah. He had Bia, and then he died. It's a case of the Tos Yishachasi, Tos Kedushi Ketan. It's only, there is one marriage with something missing, and the Bia is correcting that. Uplegi, the Kabbalah Rabbanon, Mishabemis, come and say you can get Yibum. Alma ki ball me shagoda the same kedushin ball. When he does bia as a gadala, the bia is the same kedushin. Because the chadaitach who then utos the dorma. That's true. So similarly, in the case where the issue was she made a tanai and tanai wasn't fulfilled, we'll assume that he did the bia the same kedushin. Omer Rashi. That's why, since he knows the kedusha ketana is nothing, and he has quite the same kedusha. Al kidsh al tanai ubal, but a case where he married al tanai and then he did bia. That's a rabbi's argument. Is that there tanai? He's still assuming the tanai. Fine. Now the girsa should not be quotes b'halkim eflugi, which is the girsa which we have in the Gemara. So Rashi said that's incorrect. Why? Rabbi Eliezer ben Garish is gedola nami omer. Rabbi Eliezer is arguing the case of gedola as well. The chizira asura liyavim. If he, when he remarries her, she's also liyavim. We're not explaining where the machlokes is. The time of lami shum kedushay tos. Who this show over there is in kedushay tos. This show over there is. Gzeira. So we're not arguing what the machlokes is about. Among the garis law, if you put the gears in, so mafarish, the Haim Shemar B'liyazer Amru, the Brisa Achazira Kashik Tana, but God the Atzlo Yehuda Polig. Well, let's say Tana the Brisa, Libra the B'liyazer, Hod the Tana Masnisa and the Yabamis, Domer Mugar Shadal, the Zira Nami Osir B'liyazer. If you keep this girsa the way we have in the Gemara, well, there's a machloikis tanoim where Rabbi Eliezer said it's halacha. The Tana of the Mishnah says he said it even in the case of marrying a gedola, divorcing her and remarrying her, and that's because of a gzeira. If you learn the brayso, so the brayso is saying no. That case Rabbi Eliezer says no problem. She's remarried and going to hate. This is the problem. Only this case over here. So what's the problem over here? The problem is, does he realize that Kedusha Ketana is nothing or not? And therefore, does he have Kavanah, the same Bia, the same Kedusha or not? So then the Brisa is arguing on where Eliezer argued on the Chachamim.